from Chapter 10. Extraterrestrial Danger. One time I told you, Lia said, that your world will not find itself prepared socially, nor economically, nor emotionally to confront the changes. Yes, I said, remembering that occasion in which we profoundly analyzed the personality of the human being. Lia had explained to me in detail the special characteristics of the Earth humans. Remember, she said, that speaking of the different characters demonstrated by one living being, I told you of other civilizations. You had asked me if there were beings more aggressive than the Earth humans inhabiting this universe. I mentioned that there was and spoke about those who have been coming on various occasions to your world. Yes, I remember that you told me that there exist races that are dedicated to the domination of others without regard for the means by which they accomplish this. I thought pensively about what I wanted to say. Then Lia, I asked you if those races were a danger to us, and you told me that later, when you would be more sure, you would answer that. Yes, Professor, and now, not only I, but my community as well are sure that these races are lying in wait and studying your humanity, and they represent a real threat to you. 1. In what form? In that they scorn mercy to your empiricism and the rickety form of science that it possess. They have been caning to your world with complete freedom and have captured living beings, children, ancients, men, women, animals, fish, and they rob you of oxygen, hydrogen, and even absorb electric fluid of the supplies flowing to your great cities. Humans who, unfortunately, disappear and do not return anymore have been kidnapped by them. Clearly, not all those who are lost have been carried away by that race, but they have carried out innumerable captures to they also take specimens in danger of extinction, to implant races or to extract their DNA and clone all of the organism for later implantation or to create new creatures, and also with human beings they have achieved these implants. They have placed in danger a number of times the peace of Earth. Point. And only that? I asked somewhat relieved, thinking that the problem was originating in the mind of Lia. No, not only that. In earlier years, this race, classified in our archives, as Sums, had been coming to your world, where they studied the ionosphere, the stratosphere, the atmosphere, the grades and densities of the gases existing in the air, but above all they had placed in practice discoveries that at times have been harmful to the planet, in an attempt to dominate the planet slowly and silently. Will they come to attack us? I asked. Their gift to the Earth is not peacefulness. Over 6,000 years ago they came to the Earth for the first time. Their elevated stature soon made it appear that they were above the terrestrials, but their knowledge surprised them in such a manner that they submitted completely to those beings. In that time they violated the women and took several thousands of human beings for their service. 3. Nevertheless they had not demonstrated a power superior to the terrestrials, speaking of those men of your actual civilization, of the technical capacity that you now possess. They still had the material dematerializing ray and the power of the control of gravity. They possessed flying ships that were a marvel to the beings of Earth. All of the rulers listened to the words of those powerful beings who came from the sky. Profiting from this advantage, they took slaves for themselves, for being treated as gods for that. Today they have become even more superior and are powerful in notable ways. The Sums lack sentiments and experience no emotion at all. This is because their scientific ancestors achieved, more than 2,000 years ago, the eradication of fear in their minds, for the purpose of which their world would live in optimum individual circumstances. The Sums nevertheless achieved the eradication of all sentiment. They deprived themselves of love, of friendship, of benevolence, and finally of all sentiments that could obstruct their power. This was programmed for the civilizations that would follow. In your world, emotions of that type predominated. They observed how the hypersensibility of the individual could be used to develop profound hate, and how the absence of love many times induces not only the suicide of one person, but the annihilation of a whole race. They, the Zhums, eradicated definitely from their race the conscience and all respect for life. This being the case, the Zhums could be, comparatively speaking, the antithesis of your world. They came to Earth a long time ago, and after arriving proceeded to analyze all types of life here. They knew perfectly well the vulnerable points of man and discovered then that man had suffered genetic alterations. After deliberations among themselves, they determined that, if the Earth human was on the other hand already predestined to disappear at the mercy of his own tendencies, the more appropriate it would be to condition him to serve them, for which they proceeded to appropriate him slowly at his own volitude. They succeeded, according to their own purposes, in making the Earth a pilot planet, or auxiliary, destined for whatever emergency that might arise. They would implant laws in your planet itself that the inhabitants could not discard. Those who resisted would be subjected to simple annihilation. They conditioned the Earth human to a mental level, slowly, without recourse to grave confrontations of violence, utilizing products which, in combination with the atmospheric gases, produced mental modifications in the race. They employed chemical elements in the air, in the waters and in the earth itself. They cast derivatives of smaura, a liquid that can be produced in three states, gas, liquid and solid, according to our studies, in the oceans and seas, the rivers, lakes, clouds, etc. This promoted degenerative regressions in human life. In your world there are still no scientists who could study this kind of weapon. In this manner, depending of the grade of mental level presented by the human being, they could, favored by the same violence that propitiates this finality, provoke confrontations between the continents. The different countries that proceed at the head scientifically will find themselves suddenly before an unusual violence inexplicably provoked thereby they themselves, escalated to a level beyond which it could not be returned. Then the Zhums will attack. The humans of Earth will be too occupied in belligerent confrontations with their neighbors to give much attention to the dangers that will overcome them in space. For when the human of Earth detects any anomaly, it will already be too late. Is my planet left no alternative? I asked pensively. If the scientists of your world can unite and analyze point by point all that has been discovered in the laboratories, and advance FRCM there, not only sharing, but amplifying their knowledges, others, other worlds, other galaxies, not just the Zhums, who are a little more than 100 light-years FRCM your planet, but same far beyond your own galaxy, will contemplate your world with respect. 5. This is the epoch in which they are planning to come back to this solar system. They possess weapons unsuspected by your people, possess a technology superior to yours, are more than 3,000 years in advance scientifically. You have a world degraded, contaminated, and violent. Your beings, the humans of the Earth, are destructive, liberal, incredulous. Point. You do not have sufficient knowledge. Point. Not even the primordial, which would be the unity of the human race. For example, you know how to effect the separation of the atom, but you are scarcely in the beginning of your primary phase of the capacity to unite them or provoke the antithesis, which would be the implosion. They, the Zhums, do not possess atomic arms. To annihilate the human beings, they will then utilize inclusively the hydrogen that every body stores in its own nature. They possess advanced technologies before which you would be devastated, It will require the union of all your whole planet to repel one attack of the proportion which can be expected. The Sums have been dominating your world, since the years from 1914, have been proposing that you yourselves annihilate each other, and perhaps, when your world is desolated they will come and colonize it six. Thus they would increase even more the territory which they dominate. But as the Corrender contact told Bob Renault in the early 60s, we would have no chance against such negative advanced races, if not some guardian races with still more advanced high-tech, was protecting us. Rune, remark. Notes. 1. A number of contactees have been told about less benevolent and even hostile races also traveling freely in space, including Edward Meyer of Switzerland. These beings have as much access to, and do come to, our planet, as the more friendly ones who are most commonly reported. 2. In the Swiss case, when Edward Meyer asked about the human kidnappings by UFOs, where the Earth victims were taken away and never heard of again, he was told that he need not worry about them, because under the natural laws of affinity, where like attracts like, a person not vibrating to the frequencies of the alien visitors is not attractive and of interest to them. Thus the selfish will attract the selfish, the power-hungry ones the power-hungry,